Tonight is Monday, July 20th, and for tonight's devotional, I wanted to talk about being fully equipped with knowledge, wisdom, and understanding. When an individual is born into God's family by faith in Jesus Christ, he is born with all that he needs to grow toward spiritual maturity. Many believers fail to understand Colossians 2:10 when it says, "And you are complete in him who is the head of all authority and power." You are complete in Christ, for the only experience you need is the new birth. You don't have to look for something else, something new, something different, or something in addition to Christ. What is needed in the Christian life is to continue to grow in what we receive when we receive Christ at the new birth. And we have been fully equipped in Christ. The Apostle Paul wrote, "And we have not ceased to pray for you and to ask that you may be filled with knowledge of his will and all spiritual wisdom and understanding, so that you may walk in a manner worthy of the Lord, to please him in all respects, bearing fruit in every good work, and increasing in the knowledge of God, strengthened with all power, according to his glorious might, for the attaining of all steadfastness and patience, joyously giving thanks to the Father who has qualified us to share in the inheritance of the saints in light." Colossians 1:9-12. There were false teachers telling these Christians that they had to have some additional experience in the Christian life. They were suggesting that Christ is not enough. The Apostle Paul writes this letter to refute that nonsense. Christ is all sufficient for every believer in everything. Paul prayed that God would fill them with the knowledge of his will. He prayed that these believers would be filled out to completeness with full, deep understanding. The Holy Spirit enlightens a believer's inner person with the truth from the Word of God. The Spirit of God makes known the will of God through the Bible and gives spiritual stability. Ephesians 2:14. Where do we find this spiritual wisdom and understanding? We discover it in Christ. The false teachers were saying that you find it in their exclusive possession of their kind of knowledge. The Apostle Paul said, no, you have to find it in an intimate, personal knowledge of the Son of God. This knowledge is not a hidden secret to be whispered in the ear of an initiate. It's open to all, and it's to be broadcast to the world. Paul's prayer is that every Christian be filled with this knowledge. The end result of such knowledge is to walk worthy of the Lord. What we know will affect the way we live. Right thinking leads to right conduct. Paul says that you'll be filled with knowledge of God's will in all spiritual wisdom and understanding, so that you may walk in a manner worthy of the Lord. That comes from the study of the Word of God under the illumination of the Holy Spirit. We can please him in all respects, bearing fruit in every good work and increasing in the knowledge of Jesus Christ. Spiritual growth is not automatic, but we have been equipped by the Word and the Spirit. The best person in any church knows well that he is unable to come into the presence of God on the basis of any self-merit. No one can receive anything from God on the grounds of his or her own goodness. However, on the merits of the shed blood of Jesus Christ, even the worst sinner who turns from his sins and accepts Christ as his Savior can come with the boldness to be strengthened with all power according to his glorious might. That strength with all power according to his glorious might comes from God. It is what God gives us in Christ. It is possible only on the basis of the death of our Lord Jesus Christ. True prayer is prayer to God the Father through Lord Jesus Christ in the Holy Spirit. We receive from him anything we ask because we obey his commandments and do what he pleases. 1 John 3:22. We have confidence to enter the most holy place by the blood of Jesus, Hebrews 10:19, and we ask him for whatever we need that we may be filled with the knowledge of his will and all spiritual wisdom and understanding, so that we may walk in a manner worthy of God. And this will conclude tonight's devotion.